Here's the 1-0. Abrams swings, lines it into right field. Johnson coming on. He's got it, and the ball game is over. Dylan Cease says no hit. The Washington Nationals. On a rainy Thursday in D.C., the Padres will celebrate. They have mobbed Cease on the infield, and the Pods sweep the Nats with a 3-0 victory. Cease came close time and time and time again, and today he gets it done.
I'm not a professional broadcaster. Oh, wait a second.
Yes, I am.
I'm not a professional sports broadcaster.
Okay.
But if I was, I would have in no way been as classy and professional and succinct as Jesse Agler was calling the second Padres no-hitter in Padres history yesterday on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan.
Would you have had to be beeped a lot?
I think I just would have said, holy crap.
I think you would have said this.
Man, what a stretch the Padres pitchers have been on this week, last week. I think it's historical. Dylan Cease throws the second no-hitter in Padres history yesterday. Isn't it odd that the Padres have only had two no-hitters and they've both been on the road?
Wow.
We've not been able to celebrate a no-hitter here in town. Okay. I'm so happy and so fortunate feeling. I've seen both no-hitters on TV.
Okay.
I'm so happy to be able to say that because this is history. That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
The Padres, I've said all week when we've been talking about the Padres, there's this log jam in the wild card position right now. So many teams could possibly make it, including the San Diego Padres, and it's so imperative that teams that are built for it, like the Padres, that they start separating themselves from the pack. Oh my God, how about a no-hitter to make that happen? I'm so excited. I'm so happy. And not to bore you, Tammy, not to get your eyes glass over with X's and O's and numbers, but what Dylan Cease has been doing lately is truly remarkable. In the last three starts, Dylan Cease has pitched 7-7 and 9 on a 14.
Why'd you do math? 23.
7-7 and 9 is 23.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He is, in his last three starts, he's pitched 23 innings. He has given up zero runs and combined in 23 innings, two hits.
Wow.
I mean, are you kidding me?
That's amazing.
That is absolutely amazing. Congratulations to Dylan Cease and go Pods.
And just after 8, we have to talk about an amazing catch that made this no-hitter possible.
Yeah, you know what? It's not just a single effort. That is for sure. When you get something like this done, it takes a village, Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
I think someone famous said that once. It takes a village. 833-287-1037. Let's get you on right now to take on Tammy in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. There'll be no Padres questions in there. I wanted to do a whole Padres College of Hollywood Knowledge, but
it just
didn't make sense, really, in retrospect. But we will get you tickets to John Party just for playing Tammy, and maybe even $100 if you can beat her. 833-287-1037. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge is coming up. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Here's the 1-0. Abrams swings, lines it into right field. Johnson coming on. He's got it, and the ball game is over. Dylan Cease says no hit. The Washington Nationals. On a rainy Thursday in D.C., the Padres will celebrate. They have mobbed Cease on the infield, and the Pods sweep the Nats with a 3-0 victory. Cease came close time and time and time again, and today he gets it done.
Call this an overstatement if you must, but other than the birth of my children, yesterday may have been the best day of my life.
Probably not, but it was an awesome day.
Man, the San Diego Padres. The only thing I really feel bad about yesterday is that it was a day game, so
sure,
many of you missed it. I'm so fortunate to have the job that I have for the fact that I was able to sit, have some lunch with my boy, and watch the Padres' second no-hitter in team history. I'm so freaking fortunate and thankful for it.
I want to know when you got a son.
I'm sorry?
You said you're having lunch with my boy. I didn't know you had a little
boy. Oh, my friend Tom. I'm sorry. Always got to pick on me, don't you? This is what is the beauty of sports. I'm sitting yesterday at the RB Inn with my buddy Tom, getting caught up during a lunch, watching the Padres. And at first, they're kind of on in the background. But then we're realizing something kind of special is happening here.
Sure.
And then there's two of us at the bar. And then there's 10 of us at the bar. Yeah. Then there's 50 of us at the bar. And we're all buddies all of a sudden. We don't know each other. Strangers become friends. That was so cool yesterday.
And one of the coolest things, I think, because it was everywhere this morning when I got up, because I didn't see this, was the out that was made because of it was a bobbled catch, right?
Such a great point, Tammy. You can't do, with all due respect to Dylan Cease, who is the boss, you can't get a no-hitter without your entire team helping you out.
Sure.
This was so key yesterday during Dylan Cease's no-hitter.
Here's the 1-2, and Yepes pops it up off the handle of the bat, shallow center. Bogaerts awkwardly going back, reaching for it, basket catch, couldn't make the play, but Merrill grabbed it out of the air, one away.
If Jackson Merrill doesn't do what every Little League player was taught to do, is back up your position players, if he's not there to back up Xander's flub of that ball, no story. Yeah. We're not talking about what we're talking about right now. It's just an amazing day, and the likelihood of what happened yesterday is so rare.
Yeah.
They had an hour and 20 minute rain delay. A lot of times after a player is warmed up and then they're forced to sit around for an hour plus because of a rain delay, manager says, you know what? We're going to put somebody else in. There were so many reasons that yesterday shouldn't have happened, but it did. And here's what it is. If the season ended today, Padres would be in the playoffs, and they certainly look like a playoff team. Thank you, Dylan Cease and the San Diego Padres, for keeping this really fun 2024 season going. You know, it's a crazy Tammy's College of Hollywood knowledge when you've got Cher, Nirvana, and the Kansas City Chiefs all involved. It's all coming up in Tammy's College of Hollywood knowledge. Next, John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.